Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Wilcox. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Milt Wilcox. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse strikes out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger misplays the ball. That's an error on Belunger. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foster moves to third. Chambliss moves to second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Foster who is chasing the ball. Blair reaches third base with a triple. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball towards left. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Blair tags and scores. Powell moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks takes first base on ball four. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Wilcox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowley takes first base on ball 4. Grich moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grich moves to third. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grich tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hendricks takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuellar hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Wilcox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilcox hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grich strikes out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Crowley hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund now playing right field. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Blair strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Powell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-2 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Foster reaches second base with a double. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hendricks is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuellar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer pinch hits for Milt Wilcox. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy bunts towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Duffy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Lamb now pitching. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund bunts towards the mound. Lamb fields it and throws to first for the out. Grich moves to second. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Cuellar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-3 in the game. Fossey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Fossey reaches second base with a double. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.